USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In about a couple of hours, President Trump is to announce his decision about whether he's withdrawing the United States from the Iran nuclear deal. He's criticized it since before he was elected, saying it contains too many loopholes and that Iran could resume its nuclear ambitions in 15 years. European allies are urging him not to withdraw from the pact. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says,
"The president has been right to call attention to it. But you've got to do that without just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Without scrapping the whole thing."
He was speaking on Fox News. New York's Democratic Attorney General Eric Schneiderman resigning at the end of today after a New Yorker magazine story has accounts from several women who were romantically involved with him, accusing him of beating and choking and verbally abusing them. He denies the allegations, but says he will resign. This is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Primary ballots are being cast in 4 states today, Ohio, Indiana, West Virginia, and North Carolina. The most closely watched race is in West Virginia, where Republicans are selecting a candidate to take on incumbent U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat, in November's midterm election. Former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship has been making a strong run, but he's no stranger to controversy, and President Trump has tweeted that Blankenship is unelectable in November, and that West Virginia voters should avoid him and instead vote for either Attorney General Patrick Morrissey or this man, Congressman Evan Jenkins.
This is about bringing a much-needed Republican vote to the United States Senate.
Officials on Hawaii's Big Island say they're preparing to evacuate yet more people because of the continued eruptions by the Kilauea volcano. Meanwhile, a magnitude 4.5 earthquake rocked California early today. It was felt as far north as southern Oregon. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The April government jobs report showing a record low unemployment rate, and there are a record number of jobs available in America, according to the U.S. Labor Department report out on Tuesday morning. It says the job openings number in March exploded to a record 6.55 million from 6.1 million. More than 110,000 of those jobs are professional and white-collar openings, construction openings rising by 68,000. While transportation and warehouse work up by 37,000. The March numbers put an almost even level on the number of vacancies to unemployed workers. Thousands of medical workers in California are off the job today, joining a strike by University of California employees, a move that's disrupting thousands of non-critical surgeries, as well as many medical appointments across the state. The university workers are striking over a contract they say would increase the age of retirement for them and also up their health care premiums. Chinese media is reporting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un flew to China yesterday to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, and that the two discussed the state of Chinese-North Korean relations and other major issues. And the 71st Cannes Film Festival opens today. Hollywood stars, movie studio types, and film buffs who can afford the airfare and the price of admission filling that resort town on the French Riviera. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.